This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A new Forest Service study finds that severe wildfires are increasing. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse explains.
Since the mid-1980s, the number of forested acres burned annually by wildfires has grown by roughly tenfold. But lead author Sean Parks says that the area burned by high-severity blazes, those that kill all or most trees, grew even faster. 15-fold.
The reason why we care about these types of fires is that, especially with climate change, forests that are burning in a manner that kills all or most trees are having a more and more difficult time returning to forests.
And without a significant policy response, he says the situation will only worsen. Beyond tackling climate change, he says land managers need to dramatically increase the pace of thinning out brush and smaller trees and then conducting prescribed fires. The longer it takes to do that, he warns, the more forests we'll lose. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Meanwhile, the recent heavy rains in southwest Colorado were a double-edged sword. While the rain caused flooding, it also made a big dent in persistent drought conditions. Here's Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo.
Moisture picture looks at this point pretty good, actually under some wetter than average conditions over the next probably 10 to 15 days, which is good. Drought conditions have drastically improved on the western slope, especially down across southwestern Colorado. I mean, it's an unfortunate case where you look at all the flooding that we had in Pagosa Springs, but it has helped with the drought in that area.
Southwestern Colorado has been experiencing drought conditions for more than two decades. In Denver tonight, partly cloudy and 42. A chance for afternoon showers tomorrow and 68. And in Grand Junction, showers possible tonight and likely tomorrow. This is CPR News.